Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is sponsored by Hulu.
Now, guys, if you are a Lisa Vanderpump stan, fan, fangirl,
listen up. This one's for you.
Please. Vanderpump Villa is a new reality show starring Miss Lisa Vanderpump, premiering on Hulu.
God, it's going to be good, isn't it? We can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Ooh, is it Bonjour. In France? Okay, so meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7.
There's going to be romance. There's going to be a bit of rivalry. We're going on adventures as they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests. The staff will need to meet Lisa's very high
Absolutely.
Standards. And not everybody has what it takes, Chin.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday now on Hulu.
Hi guys, we have some fun news. If you follow us on the Girls Bathroom on Instagram, you've already seen this.
Yes, or even on our personal.
Yes, but we have new His Loss Girls Bathroom apparel launching.
Super cute, super sexy, super sensual.
Super sexy, super
it's
cool.
It's chocolates, it's creams, it's His Loss, it's chenille patches, you know.
It's just, I mean, how good are we going to look working from
super
home?
Super comfy,
chilling.
Cozy. It's really a 10 out of 10. If this is not selling you, it
I
should
be. I don't know
be.
What is. So it's launching next Wednesday, so that's the 3rd of Feb at 9 a.m. on thegirlsbathroom.com.
Woo!
So it's joggers and a hoodie. We have two
yes.
colours. It's beautiful. And if you've
Sexy.
Not signed up yet, you can sign up to the newsletter. If you go to the website, you'll be able to sign up there. And you're going to get exclusive discounts for this drop
yes.
if you've signed up. So
you'll
it's very good to have. Yeah. And
very good.
Before we let you have the episode, we have a competition live right now. And you and your bestie can win
wow.
the new drop. So if you go to thegirlsbathroom.com, you can enter, and the competition closes on midnight on Tuesday, the 2nd of Feb.
Brilliant. So the night before, guys.
Yeah. So next Wednesday, we have His Loss all launching. So next week's going to be in His Loss episode. So send us
yeah,
your dilemmas.
Baby. We'll make sure
or your His Loss dilemmas, please.
For the app.
We want your best breakup stories for next
yes,
week.
Please.
But in the meantime, enjoy this Girls Talk episode.
Love you.
Bye.
You
know the drama is never.
Okay.
Hi.
Welcome back, you back to
We're
the
in
podcast.
Your ears. I wonder if people listen with headphones or are we just out?
Personally,
are we out of the speaker right now? Are we in the directly
you know,
in the earbud? Like, where are we
when
right
I
now?
When I play things like that, I like to be pottering about. Like,
me too.
So are you pottering right now?
Are you driving?
The girl literally making her bed's like, oh,
oh
my God, that's me.
That's me.
The girl
is
doing
up.
The dishes is like, oh, fucking hell. That's
sweeping
me.
The floor. Whoop.
No, I literally potter about, or like, actually, I put on a podcast today and did a workout. It was kind of nice.
I used to listen to podcasts
yeah,
in the gym, actually.
Because my brain was completely focused on that. Sometimes music isn't enough, but like, it was nice.
Yeah. So anyone's doing a workout right now,
keep
proud
going,
of you.
Girl.
Keep going.
Keep
Do
going,
one more.
Girls and boys. You've got this. You've
30
got
more
those
seconds.
Abs.
Hang in there, guys.
Hang in there, guys. This hit session is almost done.
So welcome back, guys. It is Girl Talk time. Welcome back to the Girls Bathroom.
We've got some
Thanks
good
for
shit.
Tuning in again.
We've got some good shit today.
Some good shit that we want to talk about today. We want to discuss some topics
We've got
today.
Some actually very interesting shit. Granted, okay, this question of the week is a bit boy-y, but we're going to overlook
us.
That.
We have this is a Girl Talk episode, guys.
This is a Girl Talk, but it's our fucking podcast. We can do what the fuck we want.
We do what we want.
So the question of the week is, do you want to be aware of the girls your boyfriend has previously slept with?
Oh!
And we did like hell yeah and like don't care, and 56 said hell yeah, 44
okay.
said don't care.
So
now,
a slight majority want to know.
I mean, it's basically 50-50. Let's just what would do you Like, say you got a new boyfriend, yeah, and you're like, look, I really like him. Right, you know, I'm thinking, okay, you know, this is for the long haul. Mm-hmm. You know, this is your new boyfriend. Like,
my new boyfriend.
This is the guy you're thinking, like, this could potentially be my husband.
Who is that going to be? Champagne Papi.
Who is that? Champagne, Shawn Mendes, Champagne Papi, Grayson Dolan, Ethan, Harry Chelsea.
Okay, do I want to know who a boyfriend... I do want to know out of curiosity and just general...
I don't want to hurt my own feelings.
Yeah, yeah.
At all.
I feel like whenever you sleep with someone new, there's always that question that's like, how many people have you slept with?
It's curiosity.
Everyone wants to ask, don't they? Like, how many people have you slept with? Like, when was the last time you slept with someone? Like, everyone wants to know.
You want to know about that. Like, you just want to be aware of the exes. This is like, do I look like your ex? Like, that simple
Any
question.
Any past flames out there?
Like... Ooh, if your ex looks like me, I might be sick in my mouth.
But they probably do.
I know, exactly, because like
we all have
like,
a type.
Our next, yeah, exactly. But it doesn't that still make you feel sick?
Yeah, it does.
But like, so it didn't work out with that brunette, so you
just
got me.
I'm just version two of your ex.
Yeah, I'm just the replacement, am I? Fuck off. No.
So yeah, I feel like to answer the question, I would want to know to satisfy my curiosity, but whether I would actually ask is a different question, is a different thing.
Do you know what, where I feel like, maybe you should talk about this like right in the beginning before you're like so invested.
But whilst it can still be kind of banter and like feelings aren't getting hurt
not doing it when you're fucking in love and then find out all
sobbing.
These girls you slept with and all these exes and you're literally crying and you're just like
but
soaking
not even
it all
a
in.
Boyfriend. I think it's even when you just start sleeping with someone new. It doesn't have to be
know.
Relationship. No. It's the curiosity. It's when did you last sleep with someone else?
When you start speaking to someone new, literally our first thought is like, who is your ex? Let me find your ex. That, Sophia, isn't it? Let's
and
be honest.
And also just like, who else is on your radar right now? Like, where do I sit on your roster right now? Like,
I want to go on your Instagram. I want to see if your ex is still there.
Yeah.
I'm going through the comments. I'm seeing if there's been a fucking comment from
She's
a girl.
Potentially
your ex. I just want to know. I just
God,
curious.
We know what she's doing in her meantime.
Bitch, we've tried for you too, right? We've tried
it's
multiple
the curiosity,
times.
Curiosity.
But it's fun. It's fun and games until your feelings get hurt. But it's fun in the beginning because you're not so attached.
Yeah. You don't really care.
So it's fun. It's like, oh, I want to find the ex. So, you know, it's a fun game,
it's like,
right?
It's like a challenge for the night.
It's like a challenge. Yeah. We can do it as well. Take us 20 minutes.
Yeah.
These boys. No, but like I say, just do it in the beginning and then you've got it out of the way and then you're not going to hurt your feelings in the future, like finding out.
The bottom line is, if you want to know, you have every... I think you have every right to know.
Because the thing is, like, say this new boyfriend of yours asked you and was like, look, like, I'd really like to just know about your exes. Like, I'd love to know if we could sit down and just talk about that. You can't be like, no, I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah.
Like, how sketchy is that? Like, you've got to be open and honest. This is like a loving relationship. Like, it doesn't mean anything.
But
you
I
just
do
need to
know, like, I've seen some girls say before, like, my body count is like none of a guy's... Like, if a guy asked me what my body count was, I'd be like, it's none of your business.
I think it's different. Like, say I started sleeping with a guy, okay?
Yeah.
In normal times or whatever. And he was like, what's your body count? I'd be like, do you know what?
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Like, you're not my boyfriend. Yeah. We're not in love.
So you don't think the person that you're sleeping with needs to know?
It depends. Look, I'll tell you if I feel comfortable. If I don't, I'm not going to.
It's all up to you. If you want to share that information. And likewise, if that's how we feel, we've got to accept the same from the men. If we ask and they don't want to share, we've got to accept that that's their decision.
But I would expect it from a girlfriend-boyfriend relationship.
A relationship, yeah.
From a relationship, then yeah, you've got to be open and honest. You can't keep secrets. You can't keep... I don't know. You've got to be honest, isn't it? Like, got to tell you things like it's your past. It's like you've got to learn everything about each other, have you not?
Yeah.
But like, if we're just seeing each other and it's casual and maybe we're just it's not relevant. Like, you don't need to know. Like, if you really want, like, do you know what I mean?
So bottom line, yes or no, do you want to know who the guy you're sleeping with's past flames? Do you want to know, yes or no?
Yeah, I want to know.
Yeah.
I fucking want to know every single bitch.
I want to see pictures, names, date of birth, star signs,
names, what school
rising
they went
sign,
to,
moon sign,
what degree they're doing, where they currently work, where they previously worked,
favorite color, who's their best friend. Yeah,
no, we're not that fucking crazy, but maybe we are. Baby,
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Really, really interesting. I think I've never, I don't know if we've ever discussed this
before. I've never
thought
about this, no.
But okay, the question is, can best friends take a break in their best friendship? I think this is fascinating.
Can best friends take a break?
Well, look, can boyfriend and girlfriends take a break?
Yeah.
So can best friendships, we haven't, but
we haven't.
I imagine maybe it's, just a case of drifting
and coming back together,
finding each other again. Mm-hmm. I think it's less deep than an actual relationship, boyfriend girlfriend, because I think it's more dramatic with your boyfriend.
Yeah,
depends how you make it out.
And I also think, are we verbalizing that we are taking a break in this friendship?
Is this like, is this like a big blow up? And it's like, oh, I need a break from you.
Yeah. Like, have some space. We just naturally, maybe you've got a new job.
I mean, it could be
either. Busy right now.
It could be, I mean, I'm picturing the drift and then just coming back together. Mm. But I imagine some more other relationships are a bit more explosive like that, in terms of you might have an argument here and there, and then that might be like, oh, I just need some space from you. We need to just think about things and just have some time.
I think
space in all relationships is good and healthy. I do.
But sometimes I think with friendships, maybe it doesn't always work, because if we were on a break, right, we're going to get out of loop with each other's lives, each other's day to day. Like, are you going to make new friends? Am I going to make new friends?
Right. What are you doing
every
day?
We're just going to get out of the loop. I think part of friendship is like,
it's just
being involved in each other's lives and this and that.
But then also a part of a friendship is those friendships that you don't have to talk to each other for months, but then when you do talk, you pick back up like nothing's happened. Like, it's just like, we're just on different, you know, timelines right now, different paths right now, but we've always got that friendship.
So I just think that it could, like, I'm thinking like friends that I've had in the past that now I'm not friends anymore. And I'm thinking, to go back to that,
I think,
God, but we don't really, do we know each other anymore?
Well,
like,
there's
so much that's happened. There's a lot of distance. Like, where do we even start again? Like, you're a different person. I'm a different person. Like, how are we going to get back?
I think it depends how badly you want it. And if your new lifestyles are going to align again, then yeah. Like, if you have one catch up, maybe it's just a case of like, you go have dinner with this person, like,
and it's back
let's
to normal.
Catch up. It's been a few years. It's either A, back to normal. You're thinking, God, why did this person ever leave my life? Like, she could slot straight back in. She or he could slot straight back in.
Yeah.
Like nothing ever happened. Or you meet up and it's like, God, we really have changed. We're really on different
paths. This is awkward now.
This is kind of not aligning. Like, nice to catch up and see how they are.
But it's not the
happy
same.
Happy they're doing well, but it's not going to be the same, or we're not going to be able to have this relationship again.
I think it goes one or two ways.
I think it can work. It's literally like any relationship, like breaks are good.
Like a friendship is a type of relationship at the end of the day.
Exactly. As long as there wasn't anything that, you know, crazy that caused the break. Like, I'm thinking, like, if it was a boyfriend girlfriend, like cheating, like, I just don't think that can ever, you can never rekindle that relationship. It can never be
the
same.
That's because it's a break of trust.
So yeah, if there was
so
a
the
massive,
same applies to a friendship. Same,
yeah,
if there's been a big break in trust,
massive betrayal, then yeah, like maybe a bit of space might help a little bit. But it's at the end of the day, you're not going to really be able to trust each other again. Do you know what I mean?
Trust is so fragile.
Trust, literally, once it's gone, and it's for every, you know, family as well.
Yeah.
Do you know, it literally doesn't matter. Like family, friends, anyone, relationships, it's really important. So, but look, if it's just a case of drifting, then you're fine.
Yeah,
I agree. Also, these things happen. Don't put so much pressure on your friendships as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't think, oh, we're both so busy. Like, oh my
God.
We
haven't spoken 3 days.
Yeah, like, oh my God, are we ever going to get back? Are we ever going to get back? No, you're just busy. You're on different schedules right now. It doesn't mean that, you know, you're not going to have that friendship anymore. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? It's almost just like going with the flow and not overthinking things.
And like we said,
things.
Like some, you know, friendships can sometimes take work. It's like a relationship.
Yeah,
like,
my God, you've got to nurture it.
Yeah, you've got to nurture, you've got to let it bloom, you know.
You've got to, you know, make time for each other. It's literally like a relationship. Like you can't just have a new boyfriend,
and not speak to him. Yeah. Not treat him nice. Not exactly. Like, it's not going to work, is it?
It's exactly the same. Because then, yeah, you're going to probably break up. And it's the same with a friendship. Like people want to be attracted to people who make them feel good and, you know, who they have a nice time with and shit, innit?
So I guess we think that, yeah, friendships can take a break.
I totally do.
Yeah.
I totally do. For sure. For sure.
Do you fancy a break or?
I mean, maybe in a few weeks. She is winding me up.
Have some time apart. Okay, right. Let's move on to one of your guys' dilemmas. So,
I've got goosebumps.
Okay. Something we all love and miss. Girls' holidays.
Fuck my life. Honestly. Just kidding.
We want to go on a girls' holiday so bad.
No, you know how badly I want to just...
We want to go to Miami, just run into Drake on a yacht, you know, on
a
boat.
We're just in that bikini, shaking those tits. To a bit of Drake, with a champagne pappy, we're popping bottles.
Yeah, we're at Ocean Beach, we're having a ball. We've got some strawberry daiquiri, you know, in a jug.
Oh, they've got such good vegan food at Ocean Beach as well.
They really do.
We just ate sandwiches.
Vegan mini burgers. We went to Ocean Beach for the food.
No, honestly, it was fucking delish. Like, those really mini burgers. And the hummus was so good. Yeah. Also, the sandwiches. Do you remember those? Like the bread, it was like really nice ciabatta bread. Also, this was years ago as well. This food is fresh in my mind.
It was a good time, that food was. It really was.
Platters.
Yeah.
There was so
spreads.
Much. Oh, the spread was fantastic.
Cheese boards.
Oh my God, wow. It was a fantastic spread.
Okay, right. Girls' holiday. Oh, what a lovely problem
to have.
I ruined
my nice House of CB crochet top. So someone spilt the daiquiri on my it was this gorgeous white crochet House of CB top.
I took it off.
Solid top. The fucking strawberry daiquiri pink just dyed it pink. And I was like, who the fuck did that? Definitely wasn't me. And then literally I couldn't even put it back on. I was like,
remember we were at Ocean Beach and we saw Chipmunk? And we were like, oh my God, it's Chipmunk.
Oh my fucking God, Chipmunk.
We're like, whoa, Chipmunk's in VIP.
Oh, he's in the back of my picture, remember? We're not trying to get Chipmunk in. Oh my God, he was literally in the back of my picture.
What's Chipmunk doing these days? He's still making music.
Thing is, like, girls still love him. Like,
yeah,
we just got excited. So, he's killing it.
He's a name.
How funny.
Okay, right. I have a problem I need help with. So me and my 6 girlfriends, so 7 including me, graduated this year. I have decided to go on a girls' holiday when everything cools down. Maybe 2022. Oh, gosh.
No, I've got
2021,
every faith for this year. Summer will be fine.
So 5 of us are single and 2 of us have boyfriends.
Okay.
One of the girls, let's call her Emma, decided she wants to bring her boyfriend on our girls' holiday.
I mean, the thing is like, okay, no, keep going.
All right,
sorry,
Emma.
Sorry.
When no other boys are going.
Right.
The other girl who has a boyfriend has no problem leaving her boyfriend behind while we all go on holiday.
Yeah.
We've all talked about this, and every time we bring it up, Emma gets really angry and says that she will go on her own holiday with him, and he wants to bring his own mates.
What, on this girl's hole?
If we don't let him come. What?
Wait. Oh, so she's gonna, wait, so is she saying that?
She's essentially gonna go on a lad's holiday.
No, she's saying that she's gonna have to go on holiday with him and the lads if they don't let the boyfriend come.
So she said, so should we all just, imagine going on a lad's holiday with your boy? Oh.
To be fair, it could be kind of fun.
Kind of fun. If you like your friends.
If they're decent guys, like if not, it's gonna be a nightmare.
So should we all just cave and let the 4 or 5 lads come?
These boys want to come, but it's a girl's
holiday.
What is this now? You're all going to be sleeping with each other.
We don't even like. They don't even like these boys.
Right, I'm sorry. You can't. No, I'm sorry.
When it was just supposed to be the girls.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. We're standing up for ourselves.
How have these 5 lads got in on this holiday?
But also, like,
this one girl.
Go on your own fucking holiday. Go on
or
your own lads' hole.
Come to terms that one of our girlfriends will not be coming. Right. So the girl comes with her boyfriend and says, "Look, he'll bring his mate."
So Emma.
She's not going to.
Emma's being stubborn as fuck and saying,
Emma, loosen loosen up a little bit.
What? Just because you want Brian to come, you're not going to come on this sensational, like, post-COVID holiday.
Girls' trip to Zante.
We're going to shake our tits. Emma. Like, Emma, babe.
We're going to get strawberry daiquiris at Ocean Beach, literally. Have some mini burgers.
Right, okay, so Emma's like,
see
Brian,
chipmunk, right, maybe.
Sophia, I'm Emma. Brian needs to come on this hall. Like, Brian really wants to come. Emma. I really want Brian to come on our girls' holiday. Like, he's my boyfriend. I can't leave him for
Emma,
5 days.
I think we need to talk. Like, this is a girls' holiday.
I can't leave my boyfriend for 5 days.
I'm not being funny, but Emma needs to fix up. All right? Emma.
No, but I kind of feel bad for Emma because, like,
why?
I'm thinking... Because, no, just because I'm thinking, do you really, like... Do you not want just to have a nice, fun time with your girlfriends? Like, there's nothing that sounds more sensational to me than a holiday with just my friends and just leaving my boyfriend behind for a week. You
me
know,
too.
Post-COVID,
get
it's like...
Get a bit of space from him.
Just we can just have a week apart. Like, there's nothing that sounds
distance
better to me.
Just makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah, like, that's... So I don't know why she's... I don't know what's going on with
why
her.
Why is she fighting it?
But why is she just being so stubborn and causing a rift between you girls who just want a girl's holiday just because she wants Brian to come? And then what, Brian's threatening to bring all his mates? I think it's fucking...
Five of the lads.
That you don't even like.
Game
like,
crashing.
I'm sorry, you can't have five lads that you don't
but,
like, because I know what that's
said,
like.
She said that I'm picturing five lads just crashing
that you just
your
don't
girl's
like,
holiday.
And they're just like killing your vibe. They're trying to snog you.
Yeah,
and you're just
creeping
like,
on you, trying to get in your bed.
Like, what are they gonna? Like, are they gonna be staying in your same hotel? Like, we don't want them. This is a girls'
no,
hall.
No, we don't
like,
want boy energy on this
no,
girls' holiday.
Like, we're not here for boy energy.
But she said Emma gets really angry when they bring it up.
But Emma.
So I think we need to get to the root of the issue here. I think there's something deeper going on with Emma
for
as
sure.
to why she doesn't want to come.
I think she's either super super attached to her boyfriend, almost like feels, or maybe I don't want to put that out there, but maybe he's been like, I need to come on this girls' holiday. Like, I'm not letting you go alone. I don't know what he's like. But I know some guys can be like that. So maybe you've got to talk to him and be like, look, like,
or
why don't you want
actually,
to just spend time with us without your boyfriend?
Maybe option C, do you think that maybe she's thinking, okay, I can go on one holiday this summer. So am I going to go with my boyfriend or am I going to go with my girlfriend?
Oh my God, is the boyfriend?
And maybe she's, maybe the, what if the boyfriend is thinking
like who are you going to choose?
Yeah. What if the boyfriend's like, well, I thought you wanted to go away with me. And then she's like, oh, but the girls, maybe she's being
maybe
pulled in
she's
two directions.
Maybe she's been caught up in a bit of a pickle.
Maybe she's thinking, can I bring my boyfriend along to the girls' holiday? Maybe
right.
she's thinking that.
Maybe so, she said to Brian previously, like, yeah, we'll have a sick holiday, me and you.
And now she's thinking,
and
fuck, I'm using my holiday days with my girls
yeah.
and now I'm not going to have enough time to go with
right.
Brian. And
but
it's getting
like,
a bit...
look, the boyfriend seems like he's got many mates who are willing to go on holiday.
With his
can't
mates,
for
yeah.
once. You just go on holiday with his mates. Maybe they go to Greece.
Time it at the same time.
Time it. Look, they go to Greece. I mean, I know we're not gonna. You're not gonna be talking to the boyfriend. But I'm just thinking, why can't Brian?
How about you whisk off with your mates?
Literally, why can't they literally go to Greece? You girls go to Ibiza. Same dates.
Yeah.
Everyone's happy. Everyone's on holiday at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Like, it's bizarre to me.
And how bizarre.
It's how bizarre.
I think let's get to the root of the problem here. But I think worst case scenario...
Look, talk to Emma calmly, softly, gently. Don't attack. Just want to understand. Just be like...
Maybe let's not go six against one.
No,
maybe
just one of you.
The girl who's closest to Emma, let's talk to her
yeah.
one-on-one.
Maybe just like, look, babe, we really want to understand because like we just want some really fun girl time. Like, for once, it's been such a tough year for all of us. Like, we really just want to let loose. It'd be so nice if Brian just wasn't there. You know, Brian, Simon and fucking
Paul
Stuart.
And Steve.
You know, because you know Stacey really doesn't like Stuart. Like, and you're really going to tell us that Stuart's going to come on this holiday and you know what's happened with Stuart in the past. We don't like him.
Oh, Stuart.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
I think let's try and get to the root of this. But I think bottom line,
you just gotta be nice to Emma.
You're gonna have to decide, like, okay, so is Emma coming worth the five of the lads coming? Or would you rather Emma not come and not have the five
of
the lads?
I mean, there's still gonna be six of you, if I'm honest.
You know, what's Emma's place? I don't know.
Well, it depends how important this holiday is to Emma.
Emma, go on the fucking
right?
holiday, for goodness sake.
Literally.
We've been locked here for so long.
Right?
Go with your girls
I
and go on holiday.
You.
Kiss your boyfriend goodbye at the airport. You're going to see him in a week.
Emma, I will pay for your flights, Emma.
Emma, send us your bill.
All your meals.
And we will get you there, all right?
Because I want you to go with the girls.
I want us to go with
the girls. Listen to me, Emma. Friends are for life. Boyfriends are temporary, okay?
Yep.
And I know you probably think you're going to marry this boy, and I hope you do. But
you might not.
I don't want in 3 years you to look back and be like, oh, I wish I went on that girl's holiday in 2021.
The girls saw Chipmunk. I could have been there.
The girls went to Ocean. They had those amazing mini burger sliders and the daiquiri.
And Chipmunk.
Those amazing sandwiches at Ocean. And I'm really sad I missed out on that for Brian. When, you know, Brian. I hope you do marry Brian, but I'm just, you know, it's just friends are for life.
They are.
You know,
and
this is your girl group.
These friendships.
You know, and we don't want to, it's just, it makes me upset that she's getting upset, you guys are getting upset over a boy and boys, and it just,
And also something that should be very exciting and very fun.
Exactly, like, where's, it's taken the fun out of it now, because what, are you going to go when Emma's not going to come, and the whole time you're thinking, oh, I wish Emma was here, or I wish Emma, you know what I mean? And then that whole trip
and
is consumed.
And then what, when you get back, oh, good times, private jokes, but it's holiday, and Emma's thinking, well, now I don't feel like part of the group because I don't know anything.
Right, and then Emma's feeling left out. Emma's feeling bitter.
Emma's
going to
lean more into her boyfriend. Oh, I can see it now.
Because you girls are all laughing about the fun times you have with Chipmunk and the mini sliders and the daiquiris, you know, at Ocean.
And Emma
can't relate. Because she didn't go on holiday with you.
Emma,
girls.
Make the right decision and get on that holiday. Me and Chintzy will pay for your flight. All right.
Your Ryanair flight, babes.
We got you. Is Ryanair still up and running or have they gone
bust? I hope so. Sophia, I hope every airline is on the ropes, but I think they'll all pull through. I don't know what I'm talking about. Everyone's like, oh, Chintzy says the airlines will pull through. They definitely will. No, I don't know. I'm sure they will, though. They'll have investors.
You don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
No, the airlines will
survive. I'm sure they will. Yeah, I'm sure they will.
Watch it. The headlines. EasyJet.
Ryanair,
Jet 2, all gone bust. We're thinking, fuck.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Baby. Something to discuss here for all of us. Something to ponder. I want your thinking caps on. Okay, get your notebooks out. Stop doing the dishes. Get your notebooks
Stop
out.
Stop pottering.
Emily, looking at you.
Charlotte.
Right. Charlotte P.
Talking to you here.
To you. Charlotte P's like, whoa. Right. How close should your friends be with your boyfriend? Right.
All right.
I think this is a fun one to discuss.
Me too.
Now, look, I
pretty
think...
Pretty close.
Look, I mean, the classic example, right? Mm-hmm. I love looking at Kim and Michelle and Carlos, right?
Right, we're back to these ladies,
right.
Yeah.
I love Kim Tai on YouTube, right? She's engaged to Carlos, okay? Mm-hmm. Michelle is her best friend. Mm-hmm. So how is she juggling this? It looks sensational. Michelle's around all the time. They're hanging out, the three of
good
them.
Vibes.
They're eating.
Healthy
they're laughing.
We strive for it.
You know, Carlos and Michelle are like actually good friends. They call
love
each other
that.
Friend. They have their own conversations.
Love that.
That it's just, it's such a lovely
dynamic. Good vibes.
Sophia, you need to watch this video. Such a lovely dynamic to watch.
Very
super
wholesome.
Healthy. Mm. I'm thinking, you know what? If I could choose an ideal situation, it is that. So
pretty close.
Well, I think, look, if this boyfriend of yours is, look, do you know what? I think he's going to be in the long run. Like,
yeah.
You know, I think potentially I could be seeing an engagement in about 5 years' time.
Five years.
And I'm also thinking that this best friend of mine isn't going anywhere either.
She's not coming,
you know,
anytime soon.
Potentially, if we're looking to the future, if I'm going to be with child with this man, he's here for life now.
Mm-hmm.
And so is this best friend.
Yeah.
I should hope we can have a good, healthy, strong relationship.
I want my friends to be super close with a boyfriend.
For sure.
I think, why not?
What we want is our future fiancés
to
be
best
friends.
Yeah.
Which needs to be a foursome.
That
not
needs to
literal
be
foursomes.
Yeah.
but we need to be
couples
a group.
Couples holidays.
Yeah, just super chilled. They're super just great chill. Mates.
It's they like, can hang out by themselves. Yeah. We can hang out by ourselves.
I'd be like, oh, Sophia, David, do you want to come around tonight for some sushi with me and...
John.
No, we're having a John. Me and, I suppose, got me and Brian. Or, and then it's like, oh, David and Brian having a game tonight, just the two of them.
Yeah, should we hang out?
I think that is super cute. And then when we have kids, they're all besties.
Yeah.
Because look, if we're putting anything out into the universe, we're putting that out into the universe.
I think bottom line,
holidays.
I think if you really trust your girlfriends, then they can be as close as whatever to your boyfriend.
Oh yeah, for sure. Didn't even cross my mind.
Yeah,
that.
Exactly. But I'm thinking some girls think like
threatened
and a bit like you're getting a bit too close. Like, right. Why are you speaking to my boyfriend when I'm not in the picture?
Right.
Like, you know, say if like a girl messaged, like say if right. I messaged your boyfriend right. and you weren't nowhere to be seen, we're talking, you're
right.
not here.
Right.
Maybe some girls would think not that right. not comfortable with that.
But
so
I'd
I think
love
it all
that.
Comes...
I'd love to be able to reach out to David.
Exactly.
With a question. It's like, David, you know a lot about this.
Exactly.
I just wanted to ask you.
Exactly.
You know, because we're mates.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I think it comes down to the trust you have with
yes.
your friends.
Yes.
About how close they are to
well,
your boyfriend.
I think it's a reflection on your friendship.
Absolutely.
If that's how you're feeling.
Because there should be absolute... If I,
there should
well,
be
from
no,
my perspective,
nothing.
If you have a genuine friendship, there should be absolutely
zero.
Below zero
no.
thought ever entering
minus.
Your mind about your
no.
best friend making a move on your boyfriend
or them sleeping with each other.
Worried about
no.
them two being yeah. in the same room. Like, you want to think that they could pass out drunk in the same bed and you would not think
yeah,
anything of it.
Absolutely, because
right?
they're just mates.
That's,
and
that's
they both
the level
love
that
you.
I want to have with my friends and a future boyfriend.
Absolutely.
So I think... Yeah.
Also, if there is anything in your mind being like, oh, I don't really want Stacey to like meet Brian or like be friends, then that's
you know,
very toxic.
Do you know
energy.
Why I think this issue probably comes up with like girls' friends getting boyfriends and friends?
Right.
I think it's maybe like, say if you're in a group of six.
Right.
And naturally,
okay.
you know, we're going to be closer to three of them than we are the other,
right.
however many.
Right.
And then it's the girls that you're not so close with maybe thinking, you know, say if you're at pre-drinks and you can see them
right.
chatting and you're a bit like, oh, that's a bit like, why are you
right.
giggling? Like,
but also,
you know, if it's the girls that you're not as close to within your girl group, I think maybe that's where it could
but
become
also,
an issue.
But also, I'd like to have faith that my boyfriend, yeah, he's just getting to know my mates and his intentions are always pure.
Yeah, but they're not all the time, are they?
No, of my boyfriend.
Right.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. Like, my boyfriend can go and talk to my mates, my
yeah.
group of six girls,
mm-hmm.
regardless of if you think that friend is a bit toxic
mm-hmm.
and you're thinking potentially she's probably giving them the eyes.
That's where the
but
trust in your relationship comes in.
Yeah, that's where you have faith in Brian. Because it's like, look, I know this girl's a bit of, I don't know, but,
yeah,
but
not sure
but,
about her.
But my faith in Brian is
pretty strong.
Solid.
Mm.
So it's, I don't know.
I think if you don't want your friends to have a close-ish... I mean, granted, like, don't get me wrong, not all of your friends are going to be best mates with your boyfriend.
No,
just doesn't work like
not.
That. Like, you
no.
know, maybe there's not that much to talk about, not that much in common. Like, yeah,
yeah.
they're not going to be, like, best mates. But if you actively don't want them to have some sort of
that's
relationship,
awkward.
Then you've got to ask yourself,
you've
why
got to think
do
about
I
that.
Not want that? Yeah.
Because yeah.
that should be an ideal scenario.
But in terms of, like, because you've said, like, how close should they be? Like, there's no rule book. Like, if they
yeah.
don't get on, they don't get on. Like,
yeah.
especially if you're in a big friendship group. But, like, you'd almost, but you want your boyfriend to, like, almost become part of the group.
Yeah.
You know, because I imagine there'll be other boyfriends in this scenario. It's like, you don't want him to be an outcast or you don't want, do you know what I mean? Like, you want a harmonious
yeah.
time going on there. Because at the end of the day, he or she is a person
in your life,
and so are these friends.
Mm.
You don't want them to
blend together.
Yeah, the last thing we want is arguments and friends hating boyfriends and boyfriends hating friends.
Yeah,
and
you can't bring
that.
Your boyfriend around because your friends are there, and it's
or like your boyfriend's like, oh, you're hanging out with her tonight because he doesn't like her.
Yeah,
or,
you don't want that.
Or your friends are like getting a bit bitter and just like, oh, I don't like Brian. You know, that's the last.
That's not what we want in
no.
2021, ladies and gents, is it?
So we're moving through with harmonious, healthy
relationships that are going to thrive.
Thriving relationships.
Oh, I'm really happy for us, guys. Baby. Okay, different topic. Moving out on my own. I need advice.
Okay, got you.
So Chintzer and I both live alone now.
Got
we're
you.
Single adult women.
We
Can you believe
around.
We actually live alone?
I truly cannot.
Do you realise this is literally adulthood?
I still feel like I'm 16, just like got this flat.
Same.
And I'm just like, oh, this is my clothes room. Like,
yeah. I
bizarre.
Feel like it's one of those things where like You know, whether it's that quote where it's like, sometimes, you know, you don't even realise that you've walked through doors that you once hoped would open, or something
true.
Like that.
So true.
I feel like we haven't actually taken the time to sit and think, oh shit, we actually live alone. Like, we're actually adults.
Literally. Like, I bought furniture. Mm. Like, I have a bed that I paid
place.
For. Like, I paid bills.
Crazy.
And a Wi-Fi bill.
So, I'm moving into my own place soon. I'm so excited, but
so
also
excited
scared. Do you have any tips on how to make yourself feel comfortable living alone? Thanks, girls. Love
okay.
you. Love you too.
Honestly,
I think you're going to fucking love it.
I think you're going to absolutely thrive, and you almost crave those just quiet nights.
Mm.
There's nothing better than just a bit of peace.
Bit of peace
I don't know. I don't know. If you've previously lived with a family mm-hmm. or other
Friends.
People, you know, it could be a bit chaotic. There's other people. It's busy.
Mm. There's noise.
Know,
there's clutter. There's other people's stuff everywhere.
Yeah, there's other things going on. There's nothing better than just your space being yours, and there's just no one else disturbing that
no
peace.
One's disturbing
and
it.
I promise you, the moment you find that, you're just going like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, you know, granted, of course you're going to miss your mum, your dad, your sisters,
yeah,
whatever,
FaceTime them, you know,
of course, but the beauty of that silence and just heart, you know, doing what you want, playing your music, you know,
playing your podcast,
you know, eating whenever, playing your podcast,
no one's like, judging what you're eating at what times of the night.
Literally, it's just sensational.
Yeah. I honestly would like really, if any of you guys out there listening, right, are debating like, gosh, do I live alone or do I not?
If
like,
you're thinking you might not like it because I was thinking, God, I might feel really lonely and
well,
like
you don't
might not
know,
enjoy
do you?
You like, literally don't know until you've done it.
I remember when I was moving out, like I bought the house and then I was like, shit, now I've actually got to live in this house by myself. And I thought, fuck.
It's a daunting thought.
Yeah. And like everyone that I kind of asked and spoke to was like, oh, I didn't really enjoy living alone. I wasn't getting positive risk. And I was thinking, fucking hell, like, God, I did think like, no, I think I'm going to like it. But you never know. Like if you've never lived alone before, how are you supposed to know? So no, you know, I think it's normal to be concerned, a bit anxious, a bit like, oh my gosh, what if I feel lonely or sad or like
you
scared,
just don't
like
know.
But I really do think if you're thinking about it,
such a good time.
I would encourage you to do it and to like really
the growth,
what's the word?
The growth, like you feel so grown.
Out of your comfort zone.
Out of your comfort zone, so independent. You learn to know that you are all you need. Like, I'm literally all I need. Like, I don't need anyone else living here. I don't need a man here. You know, you truly can rely on yourself. It's something so powerful, living alone and loving it and just being like, you know what? I've got me. Do you know what I mean?
I'm paying my own bills.
Right.
I'm filling up my fridge. Like, I'm doing my own shit.
Yeah, I'm doing my cleaning. You know, simple things, just like having a clean up, having a bath.
Doing your own washing.
Doing your own washing.
It's quite empowering.
You feel so empowering and independent and just like so self-sufficient. It's great.
Yeah.
So if you are debating it or thinking, oh, maybe not, go for it. Because I thought I'd be a bit like, oh, you know, I wish I had people.
Yeah, well, but if you've never done it before, you don't, how are you supposed to know? I think that's so normal.
But I know everyone's different. I know not everyone's going to thrive.
Yeah.
But if you're really wanting to grow and put yourself out there in an uncomfortable, you know, new surroundings.
Something new.
Like you'll always, but you know, granted, you might not live alone forever.
Exactly.
But you'll be able to look back and be like, God, when I was 23, I lived alone for 4 years.
And really enjoyed
it was a really good time for me.
Mm.
And looking back, it was really crucial to my growth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just feel like it's going to be one of those things where you look back and be like, God, those, you know, that time living there on my own.
Because I almost feel like we don't have that much, we have to take advantage of the time that we can live alone.
Yeah, for
I'm thinking
sure.
about us. Like one day we want to get married and have kids. So
course.
I think, God, we're not going to live alone forever. Like we have to take advantage of these years where it's like we can live alone and do this right now and just have our own shit and
Absolutely.
Just do whatever. And
I think we'll always
look
back
ourselves.
With fondness.
Mm.
And the thing is, like, it might be scary when it's just an empty shell. Maybe nothing of it's yours. And say you went to view a flat and you're thinking, God, does this feel homey yet? You know?
Yeah.
Wait until you've got all your stuff in it.
Yeah.
Get nice things, you know, plants, candles, you know, things that make you feel happy. Because the thing is, say you've just lived with your family before, you've never furnished a space.
No.
You know? And
I was living in an empty, my house is still pretty empty. My house was empty for like the first few weeks I was
Literally.
Living in it. I had like one stool to sit on, that was about in my bed, and that was about it. literally have a TV.
Literally. So like
it's part of it. It's kind of fun.
It's fun, it's daunting, but like it's such a good time.
I think
growth.
It's a good challenge, I really do. And no, then you'll probably find that like when people come over, you're like, gosh, I want my own space. Like when you're gonna leave. Like you really get to enjoy your own.
Like it'll be
company.
Nice because when normal time's back, do you know what? Friday night will be really nice having Sarah and Jessica around.
Yeah.
You know,
like, no one's asking where you're going, what you're doing, this right. and that. No one's telling you be quiet, this and that. It's your space, like you do what you want. It's great. This is your sign, guys, if you're thinking about
just
it.
Just fill it with things that make you happy. Crystals, incense, you know, have you seen those smoke waterfalls?
No,
they're like
I
incense waterfall of the smoke. It's like insane.
Is it
so
actually
you put
water?
This,
is that going to make you need
a wheel?
No,
it's smoke that's like on a waterfall. You can get different ones. They're like coming out of like, it's just fucking, Google it.
Incense
smoke waterfall. You'll see what I mean. It's like you burn this thing at the top and it flows down like a waterfall along these things. And to look at it is sensational.
Can you get me one for my birthday?
They're on Amazon for like 20 quid, I've seen. Because I did Google them. Granted, some of them are ugly and not that aesthetic. But
something for a downstairs
loop,
you know?
They're so nice to look at, honestly.
Wow.
They'll literally put you to sleep.
I need to get on that.
I really actually do want one now. Okay, so final little thingy-ma-bob we've got here is how to stop feeling envious of friends you feel are further ahead in life than you. Look,
interesting.
I think it's very natural to almost panic in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, everyone is so self-obsessed, right?
True.
You know, every single day of our lives, we are thinking about ourselves, mm-hmm. what we're doing, how we're going to better ourselves.
Our career, what's on our schedule, what's on our life.
Yeah, what we're doing today, you know, how far we've come, how much money we're making,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether we've got a car.
Are we paying our bills this month?
Do you know what I mean? We're all so self-obsessed that you know, and then you
well,
might...
Well, we are all our main priority,
of course. So then you may look at Jessica and be like, oh,
Jessica's got her shit together.
Jessica's got her shit together, you know. She doesn't. She has her own...
Good for Jessica.
No, but everyone has their own insecurities and doubts and shit they have to deal with. Mm. So don't ever look at someone and be like, oh, I wish I was them. Like, I wish I was doing what they were doing. No, because like...
Do you know what I think the bottom line is? I think bottom line is realizing and truly realizing that your friends are not your competition.
Ever.
And ever. I think that's the last thing you want in any sort of friendships. Like friends aren't competition. Like friends,
it shouldn't be
us
this
people
toxic
who like
energy.
We all need in our life. Like people we can lean on. Like had to have fun with. Like I want us all to have just like the healthiest, happiest friendships we
that
can.
Are supportive, and you're
supportive.
All just cheering each other on. It's not about Jessica's the most popular because she makes the most money. You know,
she's got the most boys. All the boys fans Jessica.
Like no,
let's be happy for Jessica then. Go on, Jess. Like
you know,
good for you, Jess. And then like you know, Jess
your
will support
blessings
you in
will
return.
Come, exactly, and your blessings will come in return. And it also just comes down to like look. We're all at our own pace.
Mm.
That's her path. This is my path. Right now, I'm doing this and I'm happy and I'm working towards this. And look, if my goal is to be here, you know, what am I doing to get there? As long as you're bettering yourself and, you know, putting
I
in
agree.
The work and I don't know, and just doing what you can, you know, don't look at someone and think, oh, they're so far ahead. La, 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 la.
Yeah. I mean, don't
you're
get
at
me
the,
wrong.
Your
like,
own pace.
It's
truly.
Good to admire friends. Like, you know, let that.
Oh, yeah, inspiration.
You know, say if Sarah is, I don't know what a goal, let's say, for example, Sarah's earning all this money and blah, blah, blah. You can look at Sarah and think that motivates me.
Really admire
like, see
Sarah.
See it as a motivation and something, you know, ask Sarah for advice. Sarah, what can you do? Blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
blah. Like,
and if she's a good friend,
know,
she will willingly give up that. She'd want to help you. She wants
to
better you.
Rather than like internally being, feeling quite bitter and thinking, oh, fucking Sarah, like I wish that was me, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, like, you know, be like, yeah, in a positive way, like wish it, you know, be like,
absolutely. Admire her.
Admiration.
Just feel gratitude. Just, oh, I'm so happy for you. Truly. Like,
yeah.
I am happy for you and I know my blessings will come too.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's just like, I know it can be hard and I know...
It can be hard.
I know that it's something you've got to work on and that gratitude and just like almost being grateful for what you have also is actually just sitting back and reflecting, like, look, I have all these things.
Mm.
Like, why am I focused on the things I don't have so much?
Mm.
You know, you can, you know... have gratitude for the things you already have whilst working for the things you want.
You want, yeah.
Instead of just constantly thinking like, I need more, I need more, I need to do this,
I don't have this,
I don't have this because she's got that, she's got that, I don't have those, you know, and just constantly thinking like that. Like, no, look, let's sit back, let's look at how far we've come. Do you know what? I'm really proud of myself for achieving this in the past 2 years and
like,
doing this.
It is so impossible to be behind in life. It's physically impossible.
It's physically
to be behind. That does impossible. Not exist, being behind in
that
life.
That is just a, what is that? That's just
social
society.
Construct.
That's just society telling you, just because from 18 we were told that we were meant to know what we're doing with our lives.
No.
We had no fucking
our options
clue.
At 15.
Imagine we were
I'll
sat
pick
there.
History, biology.
Literally. Imagine we were sat there at 16 and being like, me and Sophia are going to have a podcast in our 20s.
God.
It's going to be called The Girls' Bathroom. That
we're
going to
advise
be,
people on yeah, their lives.
That is going to be our career path. No. We had no fucking clue what we were going to end up doing. And you've got to find beauty and strength in just like kind
in the
of,
unknown.
Yeah, because we don't know what we're going to be doing in 5 years. Are we
no
still going to have the podcast?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, but 5 years, a lot can change. Is YouTube still going to be a thing? Do you know what I mean? But it's almost instead of not stressing, just like, look,
finding
the universe
the
will freaking take us wherever. Let's have faith. Let's work hard. And look, let's just see. Do you
and
know what I mean?
And our life, like your life is for you and it's your life. Like be selfish with it. Like think like,
sure.
Why am I going to spend my life stressing about what
Sarah's
doing?
No.
Like all I can do in my life, all you can control is your actions, your thoughts, your life. So, okay, like you're your own competition. Like
for sure.
What
better
can you do
yourself.
Today? Like, you know, what are your goals? Where do you want to be? Like what is going to bring you more happiness? Yeah. This and that, this and that. Let's write those down. Let's work towards
let's
them. And let's just stay in our own lane and focus on ourselves. Be happy for our friends, you know, admire our friends, congratulate our friends, like support our friends. And in turn, they will do the same for you.
Because
you know?
We don't want to get caught up
we
in trying to
we need healthy
be...
friendships to flourish in life. Like friendships are so important to us and we need to nurture them,
for
you
sure.
know?
We don't want to get caught up in trying to be everyone else.
No.
Because, you know, we need to just focus on doing what we can for
don't
us.
Don't make
otherwise
friends
it's
your
gonna...
competition. It's not a good idea.
No,
not
never.
Necessary, right?
But you've got this. We've all got this. It's going to be totally fine.
Girl power.
Look, we're going to get through this year. Look, I have every...
We're
going to
be in Ibiza with our burger slides, seeing chipmunk, our strawberry daiquiris. August. Come on, girls. July, August.
I'm
putting it out there. We're going to be there, guys.
July.
I think what we need to do is tell this podcast when we're going to Ibiza and let's just get everyone there.
Oh, my fucking
and we'll get a big
God.
Table and we'll just all have as many
we'll
burgers
as sure
we want.
Make sure those girls going on that girls' holiday...
Make sure Emma's coming. Emma's
we'll
got a seat next to us.
We'll make sure Emma's coming in. We'll make sure she's all right.
Boyfriend's on the flight to Greece.
We'll get her a strawberry daiquiri. She's all right.
Yeah, she'll be fine. Yeah.
And we're all going to do that together. Because,
all right,
oh my
guys.
God.
Thank you so much for listening. One of you actually
Thanks
sent in a quote
much.
For this week's quote of the week. So we're going to read it because
absolutely.
We love it when you guys
I feel
send
like we
in quotes
we
for
didn't
us.
Do that last week. Though.
I don't feel like we did that last week.
Or we
either.
Haven't done it. Maybe that. No, we have.
We have.
We have.
Okay, so... This girl's quote, she found it on Pinterest and she said, when you think you have nothing left, you still have the moon, sunsets, your favorite music,
Stop.
Paper to write on, warm clothes, new starts and your cute self.
I'm actually going to cry.
How sweet
no,
is that?
No. I'm actually going to cry. That is so, oh my God.
Lovely,
that
right?
Is, do you know what? That's...
I feel like we all needed to hear that
like
one
what I
week.
Said before, I think gratitude and just being grateful for
what
you
have.
What do we have? Not what we don't have. Like, yeah, I don't have a mansion in Hollywood Hills.
Yeah, I don't have champagne pappy on my arm.
Yeah, champagne
but what
pappy.
Have I got?
It's not in my DMs yet. Okay? We're manifesting... Yet. Okay? Drake. Aubrey.
But he is on my playlist for now.
Absolutely.
Right?
But I can enjoy his beautiful songs.
Yeah,
right?
For free.
That's a lovely metaphor for us, okay?
Okay, guys, thank you for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Next week's going to be in his loss episode. Like, if you have any his loss dilemmas, send them into hello at thegirlsbathroom.com.
And follow us on Instagram at thegirlsbathroom. Bye, guys. We love you.
Thanks for listening. Kisses. See you next Wednesday.
Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing.
Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.